Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening? Oh my gosh. Angels, I'm back. As you can hear, my voice sounds a lot better. This is going to be very smooth for me because, believe it or not, I have zero edits done to any of my podcasts. It's literally me talking straight through. You don't understand how happy I am to be able to say a sentence and not feel this constant need to cough every 5 seconds. So I am feeling a lot better health-wise. Let me just say this, DayQuil does not work. It wasn't until I took Mucinex that I feel like I actually started to feel better. I did take a COVID test again. I do not have COVID. Luckily, I've never had COVID, so I'm very grateful for that. So everything is all good. I'm so excited to finally get back to work because I did make an attempt from last week to film, but I literally couldn't because every 5 seconds I was coughing and then I would get frustrated from coughing and then I'd be annoyed and irritated at that. So this week is when, like, these past like 4 days at the end of the week, I started to feel like drastically better. Now, here and there, I have a cough here and there, but it is way like better, worlds away from how I was feeling the last time that I recorded this. And, you know, as you can hear in my voice, I sound a lot less congested. So I am so freaking happy. And the response to my last podcast episode was absolutely amazing. And it's so funny. I posted a poll on my Instagram yesterday from when you guys are hearing this. And so I posted like for people to send me some spicy, you know, video ideas that they may have for me. And somebody wrote, "I don't know, but I'm ready to get dragged again." And I just thought that was so funny because it reminds me of a little bit what I spoke about last week, where I was saying, like, I'm going back to my original sassy content because, one, that's who I am. And two, like, I try to, you know, deliver the message in peace and love, like, whatever. I'm always about peace and love. Don't get me wrong. I am genuinely about that. But in my approach, as it pertains to helping people and things like that, that needs to remain to be tough love. So that's what we're going right back to. And let me tell you guys what has been going on in this disgusting world. Okay, first of all, my week was pretty uneventful. I know I always update you guys on that. It was pretty uneventful. The good news is that, of course, I'm feeling a lot better. So now we're just going to jump on into today's topic, which is what the hell is going on in today? Like, I was going to wait to post a video about this, but girl, I can't even wait. Like, what is happening? Literally, the climate, dating climate, angels, has changed. Now, I took a break from dating completely. And, you know, I was in something that was, you know, long term and off and on. And yeah, like, I went on, literally, I'm going to make a full blown story time about this, but guys are on to something else. I have no idea what the hell is going on, but it's very different out here. It's giving, can't trust anything you say. It's giving, garbage.com.org. Like, it's giving horrible. Like, first of all, let me talk about the most recent events. So literally yesterday, I kid you not, I went to this place to get my tire fixed, literally. And this guy pulls up, okay? And literally he says to me, he's like, "Oh, you're so beautiful, all this stuff. Let me get your number." And I'm like, all right, fine. I was on the phone with Haley too, like, when this was happening. I literally give him my number and he calls me and I could tell he just didn't know what to do or anything like that. And he says to me, "Oh, what are you up to? Like, I know you, I see you're getting your car fixed, da da da." I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "Do you, like, is everything situated?" Long story short, he asked me, "Is everything situated? Do you, like, need anything?" I'm like, "Well, you know, it is a bill I wasn't expecting." Like, one thing about me is I'm never gonna outright, I've never asked a man for anything. Now, I know that we have to treat people, we have to teach certain people how to treat us, right? However, I am a firm believer in if he wanted to, he would, okay? And if he wants to, he just simply will. So I've dated guys. I have a bunch of dating experience, and not one of them can say that I've ever asked them for anything, because they simply just did things. They just simply did it. That is what I'm used to. So I'm not going to sit here and say, oh yeah, like, can you please pay for this? Like, no, I'm not doing that. Like, do whatever works for you, but I don't suggest that method. They have to do it on their own. And that's also how you know that they want to do it, because they are doing it on their own. Okay. So he's like, is everything situated with that? I'm like, well, it was a bill I wasn't expecting, you know, I'll figure it out, you know? And he's like, oh, well, how about I like give you the money for it? I'm like, okay, sure. Well, how do you plan on doing that? He says to me, oh, well, I'll like meet you tonight. So I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to pay for it now. And then I'm assuming he's going to meet me tonight. So, or that night, I'm like, okay, well, I leave the gym at, 7:30, like, da-da. He's like, okay, I'll let you know by 6. I'm like, okay, cool. So this guy, right, he's like, oh, I'm so sorry, around like 6 something, he wrote me saying, oh, I'm so sorry. Basically, he can't come. I don't even care what the excuse was, that some prior commitment didn't end up working out for him. Sorry, I have hiccups as I'm saying this. And I'm like, okay, no problem. Like, I really don't care. Cause in my head, all I'm thinking is like, it's not like we planned a huge date and I was planning on seeing you. I really don't care. So I'm just thinking, all right, let me test him. So he said he wanted to give me the money. You met me in real life, in real time, in person. You don't need me to like coax you into doing anything. You already know what I look like, everything like that, right? So cool. He's like, yeah, sorry about that. I'm like, no problem. Do you think it would be easier to just Zelle me? Right? Because, yeah, like, why not? Right? Applying the pressure. You offered me something. I'm simply taking it. I didn't bring it up to you. Let's see if you're really about it. So he writes me back. This guy is a clown. He writes me back and says, well, I wanted to see you. I don't know. Maybe I made a mistake. Take care or something like that. I did not even respond to him, because that doesn't even warrant a response out of me. Because I'm going to be honest, how things start is always how they end, angels. Always remember this, okay? If a man is already going to be breaking promises with you and it's the first day, it's hours, okay? Doesn't always mean necessarily, but it's looking like if it walks and it talks and it quacks like a duck, baby, it's a duck, okay? And he, to me, this is how it is. I am a very no-nonsense approach, especially as it pertains to my dealings with men. No-nonsense approach. And you have to be like that. Otherwise, you end up, oh, okay, it's fine, right? I'm not saying you have to be nasty to them, because I wasn't. I simply didn't even respond to him. He doesn't even warrant, like, deserve a response from me. I don't even know him. I don't care about him. But to me, it boils down to this. If you're already breaking a promise or a suggestion and you just met me and now is the time to pull all the stops, I don't need to see anything else, baby. I already saw a preview and I didn't like what I saw, so I'm getting up. I'm not purchasing tickets. I'm canceling this subscription. Okay? I canceled during the free trial. It didn't work for me, baby. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm saying this to get you guys to pay attention to things like this, because you'll find yourself in situations where it's like, oh, he canceled and it's fine. Like, you ignore it, right? Because it doesn't seem like that big of a deal. No, it is. Because then that sets up the rest of the dynamic, the rest of the relationship, where it's like he is used to canceling on you because you thought it was going to be okay. And he deserves your time after that. And he's going to get used to that sort of thing. And it's going to be okay to cancel on you. It's going to be okay to, you know, even make last minute plans and still not make sure that you're good and that you're taken care of. You're canceled. All right. And there seems to be something in the air. Okay. Phil Collins, I can feel it coming in the air tonight. I can feel a lot of bull in the air tonight. Okay, I can feel it, because I don't know if it's the retrograde or whatever's going on here, but men are on a whole new level, angels. Guys are really out here with their clown makeup on, breaking like simple things that they're doing, ghosting like at alarming rates. Okay. They are ghosting at alarming rates. Wait till I tell you guys the story time that I have that I'm going to be posting on the channel, because this is getting like very scary out here. And I have to warn you guys and put you guys on, because especially as it pertains to online dating, I was speaking to one of my subscribers turned friend today, and she was talking to me how she went on this Christian type of dating site or whatever the case is, and how it has a lot of scammers on there and stuff. And I was like, yeah, babe, like, I'm not entirely shocked. I mean, I hate online dating, like, more than anyone. I mean, I've talked about it a million ways till Sunday, and I knew that that dating for specific niches like that, like Christian dating, Christian mingle, Upward, all those types of sites are built for master manipulators. Okay. They're guys that are online are already at the bottom of the barrel. Don't like it? I don't care. That's the truth. And we think as women, oh, well, because I'm on here and I'm normal, there has to be someone out there that is just like me. The answer is, angels, there is no one out there that's going to be like us online dating. We are the normal people. The men that choose to online date are always either looking for one thing, which is only sex. They're looking to play games in addition to wanting sex. Or they are trying to scam you or target you or probably give you an STD. It's one of the above, or God forbid, well, darn, all of the above. Okay. So for me, the way I think about it is I'm definitely not going to find myself on a Christian dating site that's like, you know, scam city, where these guys think, oh, this is a woman of faith. She's going to be easy to manipulate. She's going to be easy to try and coerce, because they automatically assume that you're more likely to be extra submissive or have such a, you know, a giving heart that you're going to just do whatever they say. I would highly advise, I mean, seriously, go on Tinder since you want to play with your life. Go on Tinder before you ever think about going on any sort of niche site type of website like that, because these guys on these types of sites are literally the bottom of the barrel. They are the rejects of society. Okay. That's what they literally are. And it's just absolutely crazy out here. I mean, I even had a guy, I'm going to make a story time video about this on my channel and go into detail, but I had a guy, I dated this guy who was 52. He was a pathological liar. Okay. This man literally told me, oh, I want to be in a serious relationship. Now I'm going to be honest. I wasn't trying to be in a serious relationship with him. I mean, he was definitely Mr. Right Now, because I am too grown. And also I'm grown enough, but I'm too young for someone that age. Like, it just doesn't make sense to me long term, but it doesn't mean you can't be in like a relationship with them for like whatever, a good while, whatever. Cool. This guy, long story short, turns around and basically says, oh no, he actually wants a casual arrangement. So I basically texted him saying, I don't do arrangements of any kind with anyone your age. You're a clown. All right. I didn't call him a clown, but I said that to him. I don't do arrangements of any sort. I've never even heard that type of terminology used, like casual arrangement. I would love to pursue what we had if you were okay with a casual arrangement. Why would I want a casual arrangement? And you are 52. I am in my 20s. This isn't making sense. And another thing, for these men out here, angels, that want to say on these online dating profiles, oh, 45, 52, not married, never had kids. That is a red flag. I'm not going to praise you for being that old and not having children or being married. That tells me there's something wrong with you. What are you trying to be? An eternal bachelor? You need to grow up. You need to get the Gerber plan and grow up. That's what you need to do. Okay, because you have a lot of eternal bachelors out here. It's already a red flag enough that you're even out here on a date with me. This can only go one way, baby. I'm sorry. Anyone that is that significantly older than you, let's call a spade a spade. You're either going to date me, be in a relationship with me, and significantly help me and advance me in different ways, or this isn't going to go at all. Because if I wanted to date someone playing games, then I'm going to date someone my age with abs. He had abs too, but whatever. You guys are catching my drift. Without the age and without the baggage. Because a lot of these men are ridiculous. They want to target women in their 20s and early or whatever the case is, as young as possible, because they don't want their baggage. But baby boy, what about yours? You're not unscathed. Yes, of course, I don't have the baggage that you have. I'm not divorced or jaded through life or whatever type of, you know, disorder that you have, because you do have one, because you are dating people my age and you're lying about the things that you want. I'm talking about in this specific case with me. And it's just, it's giving unnecessary. It's giving fix your life, Ianla. Like, I don't understand that. And this is what's going on, angels. And it's up to us to read the writing on the wall. In the beginning, when that bond is very shallow, you need to take it upon yourself to cut the cord. Okay? Because this is where we make the mistakes. And I make some of them intentionally for you guys so that I can have feedback for you guys to give to you guys. Okay? I am the sacrificial lamb. Yes. So when I make these intentional, like, decisions to see, okay, what would happen if I say this response? It's all content for my channel. It is. That's the reality situation. And in this case, that's what this was for me, research. So I'm like, wait a second. This is crazy to me. This person literally went out of his way to lie to me. Okay. And then he updates his profile with something that I told him specifically. I'm like, oh, this guy's a real, like, next level psycho here. Like, these men out here are very much scary. And a lot of these men in their 40s, 50s are old kids. Yeah, you are an old child. That's what you are. Call a spade a spade. You mean to tell me that in the entire duration of your 40-something, 50-something years in life, you haven't found someone yet? Wait, what? I'm going to laugh so hard that it's going to make me have a coughing episode. I'm not dealing with this type of nonsensical nonsense. It won't happen. And I'm not going to let you guys fall for it either. Because you have to pay attention to things like this, because this is how we find ourselves in situations where we're not reading the writing on the wall. Did this clown seriously expect me to say, wow, well, thanks for telling me the truth. Yeah, I mean, I'm okay with something casual, and some girls will do it, but those girls are not me, and that girl isn't you. How about that? Because that's how you start to lower your standards. That is lowering your standards. You mean to tell me that you started out telling me that you wanted one thing that was serious, and then you turn around and tell me something completely opposite of what you were saying? Did you think I wasn't clocking you to make sure that things are adding up? If 1 + 1 = 2 and 2 + 2 = 4, then what the hell is this? That's what it is at the end of the day. And you can't be so desperate where you're like, oh, maybe I'll change his mind. Oh, maybe if he just gets to know me better, that this is... No! A liar's a liar's a liar's a liar. Especially a lot of these lawyers. They like to lie. And I don't know what it is about lawyers, but I must have a stamp on my head that says, be a lawyer and please lie to me. But the joke's on them, because I'm too smart for whatever they're trying to pull over my eyes. It ain't gonna happen, okay? It will not happen over here. So I let that whole situation go. No love lost. But it just really showed me in that moment. I was like, wow, it's getting very different on here. Then we have men that are, in addition to that, they're planning dates down to the night before. Can't wait to see you tomorrow, beautiful. And then the day of comes and you don't hear from them. You do not, and I've said this before on my channel, you do not hit that man up. You did not have to go out of your way to message him, to plan a date. So why are you following up with him? Hey, well, just want to make sure you're remembering that we have a date tomorrow or a date later. No, we were supposed to meet at 7:30 p.m. It is 5 p.m. I should be getting ready right now. You should be texting me saying, hey, beautiful, looking forward to seeing you later. Not silence to the people. Okay? Because that is very scary. So what am I supposed to do? Put my clown makeup on and show up anyway in hopes that you're gonna show up without saying anything? No. And in the back of your mind, you know you know who you're really going to see and who you're not going to see. I mean, at least I can tell, you know? And this has been, I went on, I did the online dating thing for like these 2 weeks that I've been sick just to gather some more research, some data, some content. This is the nonsense that I saw that was out there. Guys would literally, I had that weirdo pathological liar who was 52. I had another guy, I don't even remember how old he was, old enough to know better, put it like that, plan a date with me. And I just knew in my intuition, like the day of came and I knew, I was like, I'm not going to see this person. I'm not even going to bother getting ready. Right? This happened to me twice. That's crazy, angels, considering these types of things have never happened to me. I have a lot of dating experience. I'm honestly saying that. And it's these types of things. I've never been ghosted really like that, but like in this type of way, with that pathological liar. These other two guys too online, like every person that I even have met online, there have been a few people that I've met online, but I've actually met them and like seen them and dated them, like actually dated them. I'm not talking, oh, we went on one date. I mean like dated them for like a couple months. And one guy that I met, actually I was with him for like 3 years. So even though I still will continue to talk trash about online dating, that will never change, babe, because it is the bottom of the barrel. I'm sorry. And when I saw the behavior out here, it's grotesque. That's what it is. Okay. It's grotesque. Like, I do not understand for the life of me how these types of beings even exist. And I feel bad. I genuinely feel bad for where society is turning and what it's turning into, because it's getting scarier and scarier. Just when I thought I had a grip on everything, new things happen to me that I have never in my life experienced. Hence the title and the topic of this episode. What the hell is going on? Okay. I could not even tell you what is going on because I have no idea myself. I'm trying to get to the bottom of it. I'm trying to figure it out so I could tell you guys what's going on. Literally, be very careful, especially with online guys. They are out here scamming, doing all this stuff, breaking promises, lying about everything. You'll have a conversation with a guy every day for a week, and then you turn around and this man literally doesn't speak to you again. What is happening? Why? You mean to tell me that you woke up and decided to be weird? Like, I'm just asking for a friend. You mean to tell me that you woke up and decided to be weird? You woke up and decided to be a liar. You woke up and you chose violence. We're done. It's over for a began. I'll tell you that much. Okay. Like, this is very scary to me. It's very scary. And it's just very alarming to me because it happened to me. All this happened within 2 weeks of each other. Like, the one situation was an isolated incident. And then the other two guys that planned dates with me, I had one guy even confirm with me an hour before. And my intuition, praise his holy name, was so strong that I was like, Aisha, do not get ready. Especially because this guy wanted me to drive to the city, okay, to go and meet him for dinner. Even made a reservation, allegedly, at the place and confirmed with me an hour before. I was supposed to be in the city for 6 something. He wrote me at like 4 something and confirming that we were going to see each other. And all of a sudden, I start texting him, telling him I was running late around 5 something. And this man was non-responsive. I'm like, okay, he must have died. Yeah, that's the only reason why he's dead. Yeah, he is, because it's not adding up. And so I'm like, oh my God, I cannot wait to tell the girls what's going on here, because this is what's happening in society right now. It's scary, okay? I don't understand what is happening. I'm figuring it out as I go along, but I will tell you this. The online has gotten even worse. Yeah. It's gotten a lot worse. We have people planning dates down to the hour, confirming, and then not speaking with you after. Like, what was the reason, Cardi B? What was the reason? So you're blocked. I'm not even going to say. And this is another thing, angels, where some of us go wrong. I never met this person. I just spoke to this person. I'm not going to go out of my way and say, excuse me, why are you answering me? And you hit nagging him. No. Because if someone shows you that they already don't care, writing them a paragraph, writing them an essay is not going to make them all of a sudden magically care. And that's where some of us go wrong. We think, oh, if I just tell them off, because it feels good to us in the moment. But how many times genuinely, you could probably count on one hand how many times you've, you know, reacted to someone doing something to you and you've been like, ah, I'm so proud that I did that. Normally you're not. You're like, dang, like I wish I would have just like said nothing. And I'm going to be honest, I always go the approach of less is more. Especially with someone that I've never even met in person, there is like the bond is, there is none. There is no bond of any sort because this is not even someone that I even know at all. Okay. And online, people could be whatever and whoever they want to be, right? Portray these types of things. And that's what's also scary. So you can have people, this is why you guys have to download this app called Mr. Number. Okay. Especially if you online date, because it's like a secret app. Yay, I'm putting you guys on for the girls, right? This is your reward for listening this long in. See, this is why you should listen to the whole podcast, okay? Which a lot of you already do anyways. Like, I feel so blessed, like, to have so many listeners on here. Like, it's insane to me. I love it. This is my favorite thing to do. So you download the app, Mr. Number, right? And this app, I do pay for it. I think I pay like $5.99 or $4.99 a month. It is so worth it, angels, because you can type in someone's number and then they'll have notes. They may or may not have notes on their name where girls anonymously will leave notes. And this is very good for my angels that date online, because especially if you're dating guys that are older, because there have been guys lately, all the guys that I've seen have had notes on their name. Do not talk to this guy, time waster, or really cheap, all these types of different things. Like, they write based on their experience and it's all anonymous. And you can see beforehand whether or not you're going to be wasting your time. There's not a single person that I go on a date with that I do not do my little due diligence, because the story needs to add up, baby. If you tell me a lawyer, you're a lawyer, well, where's the firm? If you tell me that you have all, if you're a lawyer and you have all this said money, what's the house looking like? I just do a brief little search, because again, I'm going to get into detail about this with that pathological liar that I went on and I went on a couple dates with. But this man, I did a light research. Now, I don't do this to like stalk people or whatever the case is. Like, I find it fun to organically learn about people, but I just like to make sure this story adds up. So if you tell me that you were 45, well, baby, you better be 45 and not 46. Okay. If you tell me that you're a lawyer, like I said, where's the law firm? I need to be able to Google it. I need to make sure that your number is registered under you. Cause baby, if you have a law firm or you have any sort of established business, well, your name should be under your name. Your phone bill at this big age should not be under anyone else. Okay. This should not be under anyone else. And this actually reminds me of another story time that I have about this guy that I met at this restaurant who has a serious, like, this guy was a joke. He was a joke and a half. Okay. He literally was telling me he had all this money, and all the guys that I've genuinely dated that have had money don't talk about it in that way ever. I've never, ever, ever seen it. Okay. So it doesn't even make any sense to me. So he was a clown and a half, and I have to actually remind myself that I need to make a story time about him, because he was a joke. And I found out this through my little due diligence of research. I found out this person's number wasn't registered under his name. He was living in a janky apartment. I've never dated anyone that was older than me that didn't even own a home. Like, I've never seen that before. And then I saw he had bankruptcy filed, all these types of things. And it's like, you have to do your due diligence. But anyways, back to the pathological liar. I already clocked a discrepancy with him. He legitimately told me his birthday was in August and that he was a Leo. But it turns out, when I did my research before I met him, he was an Aquarius. And I was right. He is an Aquarius. So he lied about something. He still to this day doesn't even know that I know. There's no point in even talking about it with him. But like, he literally lied about his birthday. Why? When you lie to people, there's no way you can get close to them, because you are creating cognitive dissonance. When you lie to someone, you cannot bond with them. So this is why a part of emotional intimacy, there has to be vulnerability and truth, or you cannot bond with someone. It is psychologically impossible to bond with an individual that is constantly lying to you. And this is what makes people so easy. It makes it so easy for certain people to walk away from certain situations and things like that, angels, because they were never being truthful to begin with, right? So that's why it's so easy. You'll be in a relationship, or so you think, with someone, and you're like, oh, I don't get how he could just walk away from me and dispose of me like I was nothing. It's because he was lying to you. Because when you truly emotionally invest in someone, it's not going to be easy, man or woman, to just walk away from them, especially after something that was genuinely long term, you know, or a couple months, whatever the case is, unless you were lying a lot of the time. So you are not connected to that person anyway. And that's what lying does. It prevents you from bonding with someone. So it's like little things like that, I think, are so important, because you're able to clock, you know, that person, do a light, brief research. I'm not checking to see, you know, I'm just checking the minor details. I'm just trying to make sure you're not some sort of offender. You know, you're not some sort of jailbird, whatever the case is. I'm just doing my due diligence as a woman and for my own safety. And that's why I do it. All the other details I do prefer to learn organically. I do get the younger you are, the more time you have on your hands, you want to know everything about a person. But the older you get, like, you genuinely do enjoy learning things about people organically. But the basis of things, your birthday, where you live, and the business that you are involved in, I need to be able to see those things. And I'm not playing about it. So those things have to add up. And that's how I already knew early on into dating this person, okay, this person's already lying. He already started out with a lie. And it doesn't make sense, because this person didn't even lie about his age. People usually lie about the year they're born and their age. They don't lie about the month that they're born. What are you doing? Especially when I have your actual phone number. What was the reason? This is just the weird timing that some guys are on these days, angels. Okay? I said, hey, what's going on? That's what it's giving. Okay? So I want you angels to stay tuned. I have amazing content coming for you guys now that I'm feeling so much better. And that is the end of this podcast episode, angels. I have so much amazing stuff in store for you guys. I'll finally be back again uploading on YouTube now that I am feeling so good. And this was a pleasure to sit and chat with you wherever you are, on your way to work, whatever the case is. It was an absolute pleasure for you guys to be listening to me wherever you are. And I hope that this was entertaining for you guys. And I have a lot more entertaining content coming on the channel. So make sure that you are staying tuned, that you're following me on Instagram, keeping up with me. And I love you so much. And I'll speak to you beautiful angels in my next episode. Mwah.